Hello. Ooh, am I ever tired while I record this one? It's 4:15 in the morning and I'm on my lunch break at work. And I just want to go home and go to bed. But I can't. Anyway, we are in the middle of another snowstorm here because we just haven't had enough this year apparently. So of course I'm in my car and I'm watching the snow and it's piling up. Like, I'm slightly concerned about the ability of my poor little car to get me home in the morning, but we'll see what happens. Wouldn't be the first time I've slept in my car. It's not gonna happen. Anyway, I struggled when I thought about recording this audio diary because I was thinking, like, I don't know really what to say this time. Which is kind of silly because there's actually one topic in particular that I really want to talk to you guys about. And I remember when it was happening thinking, oh, this will be perfect. I can address all of this in my audio diary. And then I nearly forgot. So you guys probably remember I did that poll at the beginning of the month asking, you know, what were your opinions on whether I stay on Patreon and sort of change the nature of the audios that I was doing, or perhaps move over to Subscribestar and a few other options. And I'm really grateful to everybody who answered because I was in a bit of a panic when I posted that. You see, what happened was gosh, it had to have been quite literally like January 30th or 31st. I received an email from Patreon stating that my account was violating their terms of service and their community guidelines, and that they were investigating a few different things. They gave me a list of things that they had found that violated their terms, and I removed them immediately. Fortunately, two of those things were just sort of like information posts. One was about my customs. The other was about the Valentine's giveaway I was doing, which I did do, by the way. So I had removed those posts. A few of them were audios. One got caught because the name was catfishing, which suggests dubious and or non-consent, which is a violation of their guidelines. So I had to remove that. Fortunately, the audios that they did catch, I had already posted to Reddit, so while they got taken off of Patreon, they are still available. And then it kind of got creepy from there, so I took down the post they told me to, and then they came back and said that I had too many links to my Patreon account via my Reddit, and the three audios that they used specifically in their reply to me were the three or maybe two audios that I sent everybody in a message saying I had to take these off Patreon, but you can still get them on Reddit. So I don't know. That can't have been coincidental because they are like historical audios. Like, you don't go to my Reddit profile and see those as the top two audios or three that I had posted. So, I mean, it would stand to reason that Patreon used those examples because they got them from my messages to you guys. So that was kind of weird. So anyway, I went through my entire Reddit profile and I deleted every post I had made that had, you know, like, on Patreon now, like, link to my Patreon exclusive, blah, blah, blah. Anything that if you, like, control F and then typed Patreon, it would pop up. I deleted. And then I replied to them and said, there you go, sorry about that. And for anybody curious, they didn't want my Reddit account associated with my Patreon account in any way because far too much of my content on Reddit would be considered, she used the word violative. I've never heard it used like that before. Basically, all my Reddit content violates the Patreon's community guidelines, and so they don't want there to be any association between the two accounts. So I made it so that I no longer had Patreon preview posts or anything on my Reddit. And then she got back to me and said I still had quite a few links to my Patreon on my Soundgasm, So, like, when you click on my Reddit profile onto an audio, and then you go to the comments, like the actual post of the audio, and then you click audio here, and it takes you to my Soundgasm. I've had that little embedded link for my Patreon in there for some months now, and she had me remove those. And if you've ever posted something on Soundgasm, then you might know that you can't edit the body of the post. So there was something like 30 plus audios that I had to just delete off of Soundgasm and then repost onto Soundgasm without the Patreon embedded button thingy. And then I had to go into all of those posts on Reddit and change the link so that it would link you to the new audio on Soundgasm instead of the dead link of the audios I had deleted. So that took some fucking time. I also then revisited how my master list works, just so that it would be less obvious, I suppose, that I even have a Patreon. Finally, the person I was dealing with was like, that's satisfactory, you can continue as normal. And that was maybe like 10 days into February. Maybe not that long. It was definitely like a week though, where I was going back and forth with this woman and trying to appease Patreon. And I was feeling like slightly creeped out by like how deep a dive they were doing onto my other platforms, which in my mind have nothing to do with them, but that doesn't matter. Some of you might be familiar with this a bit because I did talk about it in my live recording session. I was a little frustrated. I think I'd wrote some messages about it on Discord as well. So I'm sorry if this is all old information. But yeah, that kind of started my February off on a weird note. I lost a ton of patrons, which is totally fair because I kind of came out of the bat at the beginning, I came out of the gate at the beginning of this month sounding like I was about to ditch Patreon, which would really suck as a number of you have paid for an annual subscription, which is so fucking sweet. And others obviously are paying monthly as well and didn't like the looks of it. It sounded briefly like I was gonna stop posting your favorite kinky, dirty, mommy content. And then if I wasn't gonna stop posting it, I might be posting it somewhere else. But in the end, because I was able to safely determine that Patreon doesn't fucking listen to me, they just look for words that are typed out that kind of flag to them that there's a problem, I'm obviously going to continue doing what I'm doing this way because it's a great platform for, at least so far as like organization goes and ease of access. And it's working. Like, I launched the Discord server and I've got everybody in it now. And some of you, I don't even know if you see the messages. If you don't, that's okay. If you do and you're just like a quiet looker, then that's totally fine too. I'm hoping it is proving to be a better platform for communication than Patreon is. So even if you never write or react to things, I hope at least that if you're in the Discord server that you'll take time occasionally to look at, say, the briefs of the audios I'm posting, etc. Because now I need to be extra, extra careful with the language I use on Patreon, like in my writing. So yeah, that's that. It was just a bit of a clusterfuck, and it really stressed me out at the beginning of this month, and I was feeling very emotional because I didn't want to let you guys down. I didn't want anybody to feel like, are you fucking kidding me? I just subscribed and now this is happening, blah, blah, blah. But we got through it and everybody was super kind. A lot of people offered some different ideas. In fact, I learned about Subscribestar from one of you, so thank you very much, because that's going to be my backup plan if Patreon ever does start actually listening to the audios I post. Yeah, some people were just so helpful. Everybody was super kind, and that just like sucked the stress out of the situation. So somehow I made it through February and I met my February requirements for the tiers, or just about. I have this that I'm doing now, and I've got the tier 2 plus exclusive audio that I'll be recording in a couple hours when I get home. Yeah, so I guess I just kind of wanted to explain like what the fuck happened at the beginning of this month and why everything seemed so uncertain for a brief period and why everything seems to have settled down now. that's what's been going on. So that being said, please don't call me mommy on Patreon, even in messages. Oh God, I don't feel good about thinking that they read those messages. So words like mommy and little boy and baby boy and incest and stuff like that. Let's just keep it to the Discord or to Reddit. You can always message me on Reddit. I'm kind of like, well, okay, wait, don't, I sound like an ass. Maybe don't message me on Reddit. But definitely the Discord server. And if you're at a loss, then absolutely on Patreon, you can message me. Just like watch what you're saying. The reason I say maybe don't message me on Reddit is just because I'm finding it really hard to keep up with messages and with the chat request thingies and then messages on Patreon. I want to be able to reply to people, but like if I had to pick who I'm going to reply to, it's obviously going to be you guys because you're more invested in my content. I mean, quite literally, you have financially invested in me, so I want to always be a real person and talk with you and be friendly because that's who I am. I really struggle with keeping up with the messages on Reddit, so I've kind of just stopped accepting them, the chat requests for right now. So if you're sending me one on there, it wouldn't be a personal thing. I just might not get back to you. So if you're hearing this and you ever want to message me about something, please do so on Patreon or Discord. Anyway, I was going to say I'm rambling, and I became acutely aware of how many times I say that in these audios. And perhaps talking like that demeans the value of what I'm saying if I simply chalk it up to me rambling. So I'm not rambling, but I'm certainly not reading off of anything. I'm kind of just flying by the seat of my pants. Yeah, so that's what's been going on with that. Obviously, I've mentioned it a number of times now. I launched my Discord server this month, and that's super cool. I have only actually ever been a part of one other server, and it is for a guild that I'm a part of on World of Warcraft. And it's like pretty active, and I ignore it all the time because I'm not playing currently, and I don't know what the fuck anybody's talking about half the time anyway. But it's like super active and I kind of ignore it, but it has obviously, it's my one and only experience with Discord. So sometimes I'm like, my server's pretty quiet. Like, do people, I don't know, are you guys bored? I don't want you to be bored. But then I'm also like, this is a pretty unique thing. Like, it's not like you're spending all your awake hours thinking about dirty audios and cat and blah, blah, blah. So it's a little different, but a bunch of you, I'm sure, have way more experience with this stuff than I do. So if you have any thoughts or suggestions, or you ever want to contribute and make it a little bit more lively, please do. But mostly it's just a really good place to be able to talk to people and not worry about like monitoring. And to be able to talk about my audios and similarly not worry about monitoring. So I'm excited by it. There's a bunch of you that have been pretty consistent in your messages and your engagement with me and the sharing of the memes and the fur babies. So thank you to you guys, because it like quite literally makes my day when I see that someone has like taken the time to share a picture of their pet or tell me something about their horse or share some sick fucking memes with me when I'm dying on a night shift and I need something to get me by. It's awesome. It's cool. I appreciate it. And I also appreciate the people who just kind of are there so they can get the updates and don't really want to like be besties. That's, I fucking get it. So it's all good. Your girl needs to breathe sometimes. I obviously haven't listened to this yet. I've just been talking this whole time, but I'm so curious if you can hear the low rumble of my car with my exhaust leak that I have. I sound like an asshole when I drive right now because I have a very loud car, but it'll get fixed in a week. Yeah. Anywho, February is almost over and March is coming, and March marks 1 year since my tragic rollerblading accident that took my ankle mobility from me. It's better now, but not fully better. And that means that in March of last year, there were days where I was outside roller skating. And I'm hopeful that we'll get the kind of weather where I could potentially get back on skates and start roller skating again, or at the very fucking least enjoy some... Oh, a hiccup. Oh, excuse me. Enjoy some sunlight and some not minus 20 Celsius weather. And yeah, that's how I'm feeling about March coming. I've also got some ideas for some exclusive audios that I'm going to do. And I am going to reopen my custom requests after... I'm thinking I'll probably open them on the 4th of March. I just really needed to catch up. I still have 2 customs left to do, and those 2 people have my heart because they have been so patient with me. Oh, 3 people. I'm a real turd. My goodness. Anyway, people have been very patient with me. This month really started off on a fucking rough foot, and it was just a little wild. So I'm going to reopen my customs. I'm going to get back at it. I'm going to work hard this month. It's going to be a good month. Spring forward, so there's going to be more sunlight in the day. I'm very happy. There's lots to look forward to, and I'm grateful that a lot of the stressful stuff that... I'm grateful that a lot of the stressful stuff that was starting for me on a personal level this year has sort of simmered down. I'm feeling a lot more grounded and more like myself, and that helps me commit more to this gig here. Not everybody can say the same right now, though, because things are really fucking crazy in the world. So hope that if you're listening to this, that you are doing okay. And I mean, really, if you're listening to this, just thanks for listening, especially if you're being affected by all the shit that's going on right now. Yeah, that's all I really gotta say. I just wanted to check in with you guys and tell you sort of what the fuck happened at the beginning of the month and where I'm at now. So, it's not bad. 17 and a half minutes. Okay. Thanks for listening. If you, as always, have any thoughts about any of the content I've put out recently or any ideas for stuff moving forward, just let me know. I am always open. Okay, have a great day. Take care of yourself.